Hey, this is Amber for another edition of the Leading Hearts Instant Writers Podcast, and we are here with our awesome Pam Farrell for our Cincinnati 2016 conference. Pam, you're such a seasoned writer, and it's an honor to be in the room and in the same club.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're like so creative. I like feel like I'm in the presence of creative royalty. Yes, you're like you're amazing.
Can I have a little tear?
There we go. Yeah.
But you know what I really love about you and Bill and your partnership together. I just admire your commitment together.
Right. As a team.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit how you guys got to that place where you felt, okay, this is where God's called us and this is what we're doing together.
Right. Even as dating couple, we dated a little bit differently. We had pretty high standards. And people ask us about, wow, you're dating uniquely. Like, what's that all about? And that started us kind of on a relationship track that we didn't even realize at the time. We just wanted a successful relationship, since both Bill and I come from crazy, trained, dysfunctional, domestic violence kind of homes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we wanted to do things differently once we fell in love. And then after we got married, we went straight into youth ministry, and we realized relationship issues are what, you know, a lot of kids get off track. And so we started teaching relationship seminars to teenagers. And then the parents wanted to hang out with us and find out, well, how do you help teens make good choices? So then we started doing parenting, and we were college, you know, youth pastors at junior high all the way through college. And so the college kids started falling in love, and they wanted premarital counseling. And so then we started, you know, writing curriculum for that premarital. And so it was very organic, but really publishing kicked off when we were young family. We had a few little kids at home. I was finishing my degree, and we started being a pastor. Bill, my husband, would start pastoring a church, small church, and he realized, wow, I don't know what I'm doing. I need a mentor.
Oh, wow.
And so he called up Jim Conway, who at the time, Jim had a book on the bestseller list, Men in Midlife Crisis, and his wife Sally had cancer. And Jim needed a positive in his life. And so he said, yeah, let's hang out together once a week. And Bill's like, can you just answer my questions? And so this great relationship formed. And it was actually Jim and Sally who said, let's write a book together. And that opened the door to publishing.
Now, as a family, it's a challenge when you're doing marriage ministry, family ministry, to feel that, I mean, I don't feel qualified to have teenagers.
Do any of us? I don't think so.
What was some of the things that you felt like very hypocritical, maybe talking about?
Right, our biggest challenging things. Yeah. Our son, Zachary, I tell him all the time that he's the most inspiring person in our family because he's ADD, ADHD. He was a challenge to raise, strong-willed, all of it. And I was on my face praying for that boy from the time he was about two. I knew that he would be a challenge to raise. But he's also has the most fun personality and is the most exciting, like adventurous, hearted person. And he has a very sincere, honest, simple faith in Jesus. So he was great for our family, but a challenge. And so I think that God gives you multiple kids oftentimes because one of them's going to keep you humble and, you know, on your face in the Bible.
That's true.
And Zach is my guy. And, you know, he went from being the hardest to raise to being one of the biggest blessings to audiences today because the remarkable God story in his life, how God just took this little boy who was a challenge and made him into an amazing, strong leader and communicator. He oftentimes speaks for Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and he's one of their favorite speakers because he's energetic and honest and real and biblical, and he's a strong leader. People want to follow him. So that strong will can turn into good things later on. Hang in there, Mom.
Yeah, exactly. Now, as a woman, you know, we deal with a lot of insecurity issues as we go into places of ministry and places where we're having. What was one of the greatest Live Brave challenges that you had to overcome as you entered into ministry?
Oh, leadership, right. I think comparison, we always think that we should be like certain people. But what I found is I gained freedom when I was just the self that God made me. Like when I quit trying to be like the next Beth Moore or Kay Arthur, expository, serious. Mm-hmm. And I realized, wow, you know, God really uses my humor more than anything else to help drive his message home. Yes, be biblical, but yeah, let's be humorous and honest and authentic too. Yeah. So I gained a lot of freedom when I just said, you know what, if I'm so busy being somebody else, who's busy being me? I think I'll just be me. And I loved ministry from that point on. We were a pastor and wife, and when we took over the small church, we had this one day that was like a talent show. Yeah. I should say lack of talent show.
Talent
yeah.
show.
And so we did, our family did an air band. Uh-huh. And at the very end, I was about 30 years old, and I did back handsprings down the aisle of the church.
Are you going to do that today? Can you do that right
I don't know. I can still do a backflip off of a diving board at 56, but I don't know about handsprings. But the head of the elder board, I landed right in front of him, and his words were, "God broke the mold when he made you a pastor's wife." And I thought, yay, I'm being my authentic self. I was a gymnast growing up. This is how God uses me. And now he uses me to inspire women that you are never too old to live your dream. And so that same heart is driving me today. Or do flips, stand on your head, you know, sell everything you own and move to a sailboat. That's what I'm doing right now. Yeah.
Is that what you're doing? Yeah, I know.
Yes.
You sold your house. That was
we
that,
did.
That was, you know, that's when you're moving home, moving life.
Huge transition. You learn a lot about yourself and God during transitions. That's for
that
sure.
Is so, and you learn a whole new dynamic about you and your spouse and how
yes.
you work together.
Yes.
That's amazing. That it, the whole thing of how you guys work together and that team building and the inspiration that you are as a couple.
Yeah, one of the things we teach in our marriage books is that life is made or broken in the transitions of life. It is how you handle those transitions that will build or break
yeah.
your relationship. And so we encourage couples to, you know, it's like that movie Twister mm-hmm. when the storm was coming, that hurricane was coming, tornado. The two main characters ran into this, quote, pump house, and it had a pipe that went way down into the ground, and
yes.
they strapped themselves together, and then they strapped themselves onto the pipe, and when the eye of that tornado came over them, they survived, but they also went for the ride of their life.
Yes.
And so that's what we encourage couples to do, you know, a cord of three strands. You two connected to God, you can survive any storm. Just strap yourselves together and go for the ride.
Yes. And the tornado moments are sometimes really epic.
Yes, and frequent.
You find out what you're capable of surviving
yes.
together. And then you look back and you're like, we just did that.
And then you feel so great. You're like, we can handle most anything that life sends our way.
Exactly.
You're a winning team. And the more wins you get under your belt, the easier it is to love for a lifetime.
Well, thank you, Pam, for being with us today. Mm-hmm. I know where our listeners can get, of course, Leading Hearts magazine. You need to be reading her awesome
We love doing the relationship column for Leading Hearts because it's such a quality magazine.
Yeah, and it's so exciting to be able to plant seeds and other Christian women in ministry, because that's what we're all about, and helping people learn from the insight that we've gained and helping them to get to the next level. But more over than not, helping them be authentic in the gifts and unique things God's called them to do.
Exactly. Be who God created you to be. Be the very best you.
Yeah.
And if you want your very best relationships, you can drop into love-wise.com. That's our website. There's lots of free stuff there for leaders. Since we were leaders, pastor and wife, I was director of women's ministry 15 years. I have been on your side of the desk. I want to help you out.
Yeah. So a lot of nuggets of gold and wisdom from that site. Thank you,
thank
Pam,
you,
for
Amber.
Being with us today.
Oh, you're a blessing.
That was very good.